Now, speaking about a bit of cricket, boys, T20 World Cup update, thanks to KO. Catch all of the T20 World Cup exclusive to Fox Cricket, available on KO. The opening Group B matches of the T20 World Cup were decided last night. Do you know how this works, Brian? I think it's fascinating.
I reckon it will be, and it's going to be confusing. If you enjoy it, this is going to make my head fall off.
Yes, it absolutely will. So there is a round one. So some of the more premier teams are awaiting, like Australia, like England, etc.
Yep.
There is an original round where there's a Group A and a Group B. Basically, the top two from each of those groups go on to take on the powerhouses.
Gotcha.
So there's like a mini comp, a qualifying comp, if you like, beforehand. Have I done that right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Super 12s, there's 10 teams already in, yeah. Two spots up for grabs, and there's a round one with eight teams, four teams in each group, and the top two of each group will go in to the Super 12s.
I like it. Unders or overs, how many times you hear the word minnows?
Oh, yes.
What are we talking?
Yes. How many days we carry the 38 and a half.
Can you go to this? Because I don't know.
Where do you want me to go?
I want you to get the definition of a minnow.
Yes, you will hear that.
Anthony.
You know who's in the minnows group?
Cellos.
You know who's in the minnows?
Sri Lanka.
No.
Yeah, they're in the minnows. So in Group A, you've got Sri Lanka, Ireland, Netherlands, Namibia. In Group B, you've got Bangladesh, Scotland, Papua New Guinea, and Oman. Oman, by the way, smashed PNG by 10 wickets. And there was a big upset. Scotland won by 6 runs over Bangladesh. Chris Greaves, the hero for the Scots, 45 with the bat and 2 wickets with the ball. You've got the Group A matches coming up tonight, Ireland versus the Netherlands, and you've got Sri Lanka taking on Namibia tomorrow. But that was surprising to me. So Afghanistan have usurped Sri Lanka as a minnow. They are in the main.
Well, they've got the best one, West 2020 bowler. He's a leggy.
Rashid Khan.
Yeah.
Jinx.
So there's only 12. There's only 12 teams.
Yes. Once the competition proper kicks off.
Yeah.
What did you think about because the tournament sort of started, we've built up to it now, and then you've got the minnows doing a little tournament to start the tournament instead of having a big match to get the fanfare going, because they're sort of going to have a soft launch, right?
Well, you think this should almost be not part of it? Have the qualifying
a month
earlier? Oh,
well, yeah, definitely. Yeah, I think so. Just because it takes away, possibly. but yeah, no, I think it takes away a bit from the tournament itself. You know, when the World Cup start, you've just got these cracking like matches to start it off. No disrespect to Oman and the Papua New Guinea when it comes to cricket, but.
Yeah.
It's not really doing it for me to start with.
How is Sri Lanka a minnow?
I don't know. What's happened?
They've just fallen off a cliff.
They've struggled a couple of years now.
Would they have won one of these World Cups?
Yeah. Like, they were a powerhouse, but I think Afghanistan have really just shot up and Sri Lanka are down.
Wow.
Sri Lanka are right down.
As
Malinga's retired, I gather.
Yeah, Lassith, yeah.
No Chaminda.
All of the T20 World Cup exclusive to Fox Cricket, available on KO. All the Fox Cricket and the T20 World Cup available on KO. You